This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Guys on the radio.
I agree.
Good Lord, how big is your ego?
Are they the funniest show in the Bay Area?
Give it a laugh. Come on. You're a funny guy. Come on. Give me a laugh.
You are funny, dude.
Hit that S again.
Are they the coolest show in the Bay Area?
And no white boys. They're cool.
That's what people are saying.
You guys are phenomenal.
This is one of the most perfect ways that I could end my day, getting a chance to talk to Mr. Mark and Dan, you know?
We'll let you be the judge.
Oh.
All I know is it's a couple of Bay Area boys talking sports.
I know nothing.
Thanks.
It's Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. My God, it feels like the show is almost over.
That guy won't leave.
Holy crap.
Like, I mean, you give him the sign and you hope he's going to depart, but sometimes Steiny just won't leave, right?
Yours is more than double my size. Yeah, cut that. Cut that. You could use that for just about anybody, and I'll give you this. I know it's only it's Wednesday, but
no, and you got yourself a stretch four.
Well, I know a lot of people do. I bet Highway 80 is full right now. So special hello to all of you who are like Tahoe. See ya. Right, July 4th is coming. I get it. Let's not mince words here. I know a lot of you aren't working today, or maybe you're not working tomorrow or whatever. But let's hang out a while. And get mad at Bob Melvin. Let's get mad at Bob Melvin for a few hours.
Let's do it. And, you know, we can also get mad at Pat Burrell. And if we're going to get mad at Pat Burrell, if you want to call in and fire Pat Burrell, the hitting coach, my only requirement is name one other hitting coach in MLB.
Thank you.
Because I have the list in front of me right now, and I can, and I'm just going to do this.
I know none. Well, I will get none.
I'm going to name a person.
Okay, and then I guess the team?
Yeah. You'll be like, oh my God, I've heard of him.
Yeah, name the person.
Pedro Guerrero.
Oh.
Are you familiar with Pedro Guerrero?
Very familiar.
Right.
I mean, mostly as a Dodger. Is he the Dodgers hitting coach?
Nah.
Yeah.
The Dodgers hitting coach is a guy named Robert Van Skoyak.
Oh, that's not a real person. You have to be an author if your
Who
name
are
is
you?
That.
If what? You have a van in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, like that's an author.
Pedro Guerrero, Miami Marlins.
Oh. Oh,
Xavi, Eric Chavez, a former Athletic, third baseman,
yeah.
Great player. He's a hitting coach for
Guardians,
the New York Mets.
Okay.
This is fun. Brett Boone. Did you know that he is now a hitting coach?
I did not. Mariners.
I'm going to give you one clue and see if you can get it. It's not the Mariners.
Oh, it's the Texas Rangers.
Correct.
Okay.
You're doing great.
Oh, thank you.
Kevin Seitzer.
Oh, my God. The former Royal?
Yep.
All right. Kansas City.
Mariners.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. Alex Cintron.
Cintron. He would definitely be the hitting coach of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
The Astros.
Exactly.
You're doing as well as I thought that you
would. Thank you.
The last one.
Give me another one.
And we had the heckling guy on a couple of weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. Trey Chirps or whatever.
Trey Chirps, yeah.
That guy.
Trev.
Yeah. Trev, whatever.
Thank you.
I got three of the four letters right.
My most famous heckle ever was against this person who he had hit seven straight hits that were home runs.
Wait. You did or Trev
did? I heckled this player. And as he got to the plate.
Seven straight home runs?
Seven straight of his hits were home runs. And so he got to, I guess it was Pac Bell Park at the time.
Okay.
And I said, Marcus, all you can do is hit home runs. You can't do anything else, this and that. And I was in the Diamond Club, so I'm right next to him. And he gets up there and he hits a home run.
Of course.
And he goes around the bases and he touches home plate and he looks at me. And he gives me like the double like, hey, I heard you.
Hey,
and
guy.
I just did that.
His name is Marcus?
Marcus Thames.
Oh,
he's
Marcus
a hitting
Thames.
Coach for?
For the Detroit Tigers.
The White Sox.
Exactly.
The point is well served. So if you want to fire Pat Burrell, you don't even know who the other ones are. And
listen,
if you want to fire Bob Melvin, we could do the manager game again. And you and I did it. And I could only name five managers.
Yeah, we'll get a few.
So let's just stop.
It. No, well, listen, I think that they are two different conversations.
Right.
The Bob
You're
Melvin
right.
and Pat Burrell. They really are. So 888-957-9570, and I give you a punchy take on both. Let's start with Pat Burrell because it's going to feel like a brick wall. I'm not trying to tell anybody that you're not allowed to call and rip Pat Burrell. And if Pat Burrell is the last person you think about before you go to bed at night, that's you, and you're allowed to do that and all that stuff. So if you want to call and rip one off about Pat Burrell, 888-957-9570. But here's my take on Pat Burrell. You ready? I couldn't give two rips who the hell the hitting coach is for the Giants forever. That's my take. I do not care who the hitting coach is for the San Francisco Giants because largely, as the exercise we just did with Guru, when Brandon Crawford had 24 homers and Brandon Belt had 29, and Posey came off of COVID and hit over 300, and the Giants won 107 games, none of you even know who the hitting coach was. The hitting coach does not matter. He is a staff member. He is a staff member of a larger group that is in charge of helping the players be their best selves. That's all that person is there to do. So if any of you think that switching out a hitting coach is going to suddenly make this team start averaging 6.2 runs per game, I think you're nuts. So it doesn't matter. It's insignificant. It's an extra set of eyes. It is an assistant coach. Nobody in the history of ever outside of offensive and defensive coordinators in the NFL has ever worried this much about somebody's assistant coach. I don't care who the Giants hitting coach is. So that's my sentence there.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Bob Melvin is concerned, this is the discussion I'd actually love to have. And I wonder what you think, and I wonder what everybody thinks about this. I don't think first and foremost about wins and losses when I am assessing a head coach or a manager. It's not about the end-all, be-all of wins and losses. That doesn't mean that they're not accountable for that, but I tend to think that the wins and losses are actually sort of symptomatic of what a manager either does well or does not do well. And you can't tell those kinds of things in a small sample. The same way you can't figure that out in a 12-4 start, you can't figure it out in a 1-7 stretch either. It's super annoying. We're all frustrated. I'm frustrated. But to me, a manager is about setting a culture, setting the accountability, setting the table for players to go out and succeed. But if they don't do that, that does not automatically mean the manager is doing a poor job. Now, should he have gone out to talk to Hayden after the eighth straight ball? Yeah, somebody should have. Absolutely. Would I have gone to this pitcher or that pitcher, or would I have bunted in this scenario or that scenario? No, not always. So on a night-to-night basis, we can have that conversation. For me, there have not been enough of them to start questioning Bob Melvin as the manager of the Giants. I do not see what we're looking at right now as a managerial or staff thing. We're just nowhere near that yet, in my opinion.
I agree with you, and I think what we're looking at is baseball players not playing baseball at a level that they need to play baseball. And you could look at, you know, last night, you can go back through all of the bad run that they've been on, and you could look at a lot of individual things. And, you know, Matt Williams, third base coach, he's made mistakes. Bob Melvin has made mistakes. Whether or not you think he should have gone out and talked to somebody, or he took out Logan Webb too late, or all the things you want to look at, and you can cite mistakes. For me, the biggest mistakes that have been made have been baseball players making bad baseball plays. And your hitters are not hitting, and your pitchers have kind of regressed to a normal mean, and they were incredible. When you only scored two runs a game for 16 games, and you ended up winning almost half of those, the pitching staff was extraordinary, and they're the reason why you sustained it. And then you get into this stretch where you're not scoring again, and the pitching staff has kind of normalized to a level that would be expected, and now you're not winning. So for me, it's been the same thing for the better part of a month, and it's been your offense. And you brought in Rafi Devers, and he's had moments, and Willy Adames has had a down to maybe a flat bad year. Jung-Hoo Lee, he just can't hit. And Schmidt was hot, he got hurt. Chappie was hot, he got hurt. Koss was hot, he got hurt. So bad luck combined with bad at-bats and a pitching staff that has kind of found its level, that's what's leading to this. It's not Bob Melvin.
No, I agree with you completely. Like, the one thing I would look at, for instance, everybody talks about these silly mistakes and, you know, let's go to Brett Wisely in Chicago getting picked off third base. This is the one this week that's got my ire the most. That, to me, you can never blame something like that on anyone but the player. I mean, I guess you could, you know, should Matt Williams have yelled back earlier
it's
or
so
something
funny
like
you
that?
Say that?
You know what I mean?
Like
he could do
did
that.
Did he not yell back loud enough?
I have no idea. And that's why I always think it's funny when we start firing on assistant coaches, because most of us don't even know what the hell they do. Matt Williams, literally the only thing we can learn is he sends people too much right now. He's sending dudes when he shouldn't send dudes.
Or he didn't send a guy like you talked about on a sack fly where he should have sent him.
Right,
so.
Right. Which, you know, again, that stuff, there's so many things that go into that. Who's the on-deck hitter? How are you playing? Is Rafi Devers' groin feeling good? Is it not? He was out by an inch last night. So there's criticism there 100%. But when big league players do little league things, I can't blame a coach. Now, the Giants have been largely poor on the base paths all year. So now that's where I can go, oh, we've got a larger sample here. And I think that we're on the doorstep of comparing the Giants base running to the 49ers kicking game.
Ooh.
This is what
okay.
I mean.
Who's the base running coach?
I don't know.
Do they have one?
Probably. And he might be called a coordinator. I don't even know if he's a coach. He's base running coordinator or something. I don't even know. You know, Alyssa Nacken used to work on that quite a bit.
Mm.
But I don't even know who's doing that right now. But I do think that you can look at coaches sometimes when you see one aspect of the game over a long period not get enough attention. Wouldn't you argue that Kyle Shanahan, and we've said this, has not paid enough attention to special teams through the years?
Yeah.
That's fair, right?
Yeah.
Doesn't make him a bad coach, but that's one area where I'm like, yeah, can we like shine a light on the special teams, because they kind of suck and they do again. Can we please shine a light on that? I'm on the doorstep of doing that with the Giants base running. This is you're making silly mistakes. But as far as the basics of the game, like my name's Rafi Devers and I'm swinging through fastballs, I don't know how the hell am I going to look at a coach for that. It's Rafi Devers. He's a 28-year-old superstar who's been called a hitting savant. I'm going to talk about Bob Melvin because that guy's got Swiss cheese bat all of a sudden.
Or Pat Burrell, yeah, same thing. Exactly.
I mean, Rafi Devers is twice the hitter that Pat Burrell ever was. And Pat Burrell was like, was he the number one pick in the draft?
Yep, that sounds right.
Yeah, Pat was a big-time prospect who largely did not live up to his billing. But he's good enough to give everybody an extra set of eyes. But, like, let's be real, y'all. Anybody think that firing Pat Burrell means the Giants can suddenly hit?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
They're going to do anything.
If they fire Pat Burrell, Rafi Devers will now hit fastballs. That's what I think.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You're right. But that is, I mean, kind of the comedy of this exercise. And it's interesting what you said about base running, because I do think that base running is maybe the special teams of baseball. That and, you know, fielding and defense, where if you're a good fielding team and a good base running team, you can make up for deficiencies elsewhere. And right now, their special teams are bad. Their defense is okay,
yeah,
and their base running has been poor. So if that is what you're dealing with and you're a team that relies on the 3-2 win, well, now you've got real problems, because all those little 90 feet advancements that you want, they're not happening. And so that's where even the Niners last year, like, you probably wouldn't have made the playoffs if your special teams were good, but you might have won a game or two more games. You might have been a little bit better if you had a decent punter and a decent kicker and some coverage teams.
Well, you mentioned those 90 feet. Like, that's where I see the Giants are in a rut. I get the prime example for me of over the last 2 weeks, and this is the kind of thing where I go, look, sometimes as a baseball fan, you just got to take a deep breath and wear stuff like this, because this – I'm not going to say it's no one's fault. It was Patrick Bailey's fault. It's his fault. But this is the way the Giants are going right now. This is just life. You've all had days like this. You've all had weeks like this. You get home from work, and everybody looks at you, and they see that look on your face, like, oh, hell, what the hell happened today? I'm just not having a good day. Everything that kind of could turn the wrong way has turned the wrong way. So last night, the Giants have already fallen down 4-2. It's the fifth inning. But, and I think that this was Carson Seymour's first inning. He goes out number one, out number two, and then he's got Suarez at the plate, their cleanup hitter, and he made him look foolish. He threw a breaking ball that Suarez swung at and missed by 3 feet. Guess who else missed it? Patrick Bailey. And the ball flew off of his foot and rolled all the way to the wall, and Suarez gets first base. You could set your watch to the fact that the next guy was going to hit the ball into the seats. That's how it's going. And it wasn't a bad pitch. It wasn't. He golfed a ball was at his ankles,
yep,
and he golfed it into the left field seats.
And you could see Seymour right away. He throws the pitch, and it's about a foot off the ground. And off the bat, Seymour's like, you got to be Casey Schmidt.
You got to be Schmidt and me.
Because he knew that thing was, yes, like crushed.
And it's his second big league outing. He's a pup. Like, all of this. So that's on Patrick Bailey, but that's just how it's going for the Giants right now. It's no different than Birdsong plunking Bob, whatever his name was, with the Marlins last week.
Ortiz.
Whatever. You throw at someone, and two batters later, it's a three-run homer. The Giants are in a rut where you can't give anybody 90 feet. If you do, they'll score. Period. Ryan Walker will fall over, or something will happen, and that guy is going to score. And that's not sustainable. Life's not going to go that way, but that's how it's going for them right now.
Right, and on the other side, you're giving up that same 90 feet when you've got, you know, Wisely getting picked off third in a game totally. Where you're down 1-0, and it's a game where you absolutely need to scrap for every run. You fight for that inch, if I can borrow from Al Pacino in Any Given Sunday, and you know, you gave up that 90 feet. You got a guy to third base, actually, and he gets picked off. And right now, the way the offense is going, those are precious moments. And so you're right. It's kind of both ends of it where you're giving up the 90 on defense, and then you're giving away the 90 on offense, and you're losing these games that you probably shouldn't.
Yeah. And I don't think that that's going to last for the rest of the season. The baseball doesn't work that way. I don't know how many more days I've got left in me to do the whole, it's baseball, the tide will turn, like it's going to turn around. I get it, man. I get it. I'm just as annoyed as all of you while these games are on in the background. It's brutal. It's brutal. The Giants go up 2-0 last night. Adamas homers. Here comes Devers. He's safe! And the Giants are up 3-0. And then the next thing you know, I turn around and Corbin Carroll's running off the field and you're like, oh gosh. He's out and he's limping, and it's almost like you could feel in that moment. It's 2-0 Giants, but I'm like, it's just this bad juju just got dumped all over this game, and I feel like something bad is about to happen.
They got outscored
8-0 the rest of the way.
Say that part again. He's out and he's limping.
Yep.
That to me has been like the month of June, and now we're into July, and like Casey Schmidt, he's hot. He gets hurt. Koss, it's a home run. No, it's a double, and he's hurt. Chappie, all right, Chappie, welcome to the year. You're diving into a base and you break your hand, or you jam your hand, or whatever you did to your hand. It's like Chappie, hot, hurt. Schmidt, hot, hurt. Koss, I'm just starting to get to know you, hot, hurt. Devers, you're a Giant. Oh, and now you're, not that he's hurt, but like...
He's ailing.
I mean...
You know what I mean? He's hurting. He's like, not hurt, but he's hurting.
Why can't we have the cold guys get hurt? The hot guys are all getting hurt. You know what I mean?
That's a good idea. It's a good idea. So you're saying Jung-Hoo Lee... No, I'm not going to say that out loud.
I'm not going to say it either. I was thinking about Lamont Wade Jr. Like, okay, you got DFA'd. Like, I mean, could you have gotten like a little dinged up a couple of weeks earlier? Because... That's part of the frustration, Mark, is that the guys who are really starting to roll, they're the ones who are getting hurt.
Well, and they're always the third baseman. That's the other thing.
Pretty much, they're always the third.
Yeah, what do you got, Granny?
Can I play devil's advocate with you for a sec? So you guys were talking earlier about Pat Burrell and all the calls from fans to fire the hitting coach just to change something up.
Yep.
Dibs also brought up some of the other hitting coaches from around baseball. One of them, Brett Boone, the hitting coach for the Rangers,
yes,
led by Bruce Bochy. He was a replacement because they fired their hitting coach at the end of May. That was Giants' former hitting coach, Donnie Ecker, you remember from back in the Gabe Kapler days. Donnie Ecker out at the end of May, and then in June, the Rangers put together their best offensive month of the season. Mm-hmm. They scored 25 more runs. Actually, I think more than that. 25 more runs despite playing two fewer games in the month of June. That's just one example.
Yeah.
But
I mean, do you credit Brett Boone for that?
I'm not plugged in enough. I'm just telling you, that's an example of a team firing their hitting coach and putting together their best offensive month of the year.
Listen, if the Giants announced an hour from now that Pat Burrell was fired, I would shrug my shoulders and ask, what are we having for dinner? That's my point. I'm not even here to tell you all of you are wrong. I just don't care who the hitting coach is for the Giants. Like, one thing I think we forget when we're talking about like professional sports sometimes, so these are grown A men with kids and families and all this stuff. Like, yes, you need an extra set of eyes, but everybody's got an extra set of eyes. Here's my other point. I have no idea if Pat Burrell is good at this or not. I have no idea. I don't know how the hell anybody has an idea. So my point is if you're yelling about Pat Burrell being fired, I think you're just mad. And I get it. We're all frustrated. But what in the hell do you actually have to say? Like, if you wanted to fire Bob Melvin, if somebody called in right now, they're like, fire Melvin. And they go, why? They'd have an answer. I didn't like when he brought in Joey Lucchese. He should have brought, like, you have an answer. If I ask you, why are you firing Pat Burrell? You have no idea. You're just mad at the hitting. And we've been mad at the hitting, quite frankly, for damn near 15 years on this team. You play in the greatest pitcher's park in America, and you've had a really hard time getting really great hitters to come here. The first time San Francisco ever won a World Series, the damn thing was nicknamed torture. And it was all because they couldn't hit. And in fact, they scored the exact same amount of runs as this team does when they won it all. So go ahead, fire Pat Burrell. I don't think, like, my answer to you, Grandy, my guess, I'm also not locked in on the Rangers, coincidence. Coincidence.
Maybe.
It could be
cause and effect.
It could be.
The difference between this team and the team you're referencing, the World Series team that also averaged 4.1 runs a game, is you've got Rafi Devers, who is a top 10 hitter in the entire league, and you've got Willy Adames, who's making nine figures, and he's also really good. And those teams didn't have great hitters. You had Buster Posey.
Yep.
Sure, great hitter, but, I mean, Devers offensively is a better hitter than Buster ever was. And yet you've got this team, and offensively, you're not doing the things that you were hoping that they would do when you added these pieces.
It's funny. I mean, if you really think about Giants baseball as a whole, especially since they've moved to this ballpark, do you know what happens when they're good offensively? They're not good in the standings. The greatest hitter.
Well, except for 2021.
2021,
when they were, you know, second in the league in home runs.
Which any Giants fan will all, like, seemingly everybody agrees, that was just a wackadoodle year. I don't know what the hell got in the water that year. They almost led the league in homers in this ballpark.
Yep.
What the hell was that all about? I got no idea. But when they had this great power hitter, I remember 2002.
You were there.
Right? But, like, they got better when they got worse. At hitting, essentially. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. We're sponsored by Safeway, 888-957-9570. Oh, our first caller says he knows what's wrong with the Giants.
Thank God, where you been this whole month?
And stay tuned, everybody. We're going to figure out what's wrong with the Giants next on Willard and Dibs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.